proclamation number 2383A dated the June 25th, 1942. Infallibility of the head of church. Every religious doctrine should be examined before it is accepted. God demands this from you in order to reduce the adversary's influence, because then you will also understand how he works yourselves. His objective is to infiltrate the divine truth with inaccuracies, but the human being can certainly become aware of it if he seriously examines what he is offered with the desire only to accept the divine, the truth. The opponent uses human will, i.e., he influences people to arbitrarily add other teachings to the divine teaching and to pass them on as God-given teachings. But human work is not without error, and consequently the pure divine teaching is spoiled too, and even more so the less people scrutinize and think for themselves. And once again it is the opponent's doing that human doctrines inherently prevent their scrutiny and contemplation, that people are therefore required to accept each religious doctrine unconditionally, and scrutiny of it is made out to be wrong. This furthers the activity of the Prince of Lies very much indeed. But God requires people to have a living faith, i.e., a faith of heart, a faith which affirms with full conviction what it is taught. Anyone who seriously thinks about it will be able to affirm every divine truth wholeheartedly. However, he will never be able to accept the action of Satan. He will soon recognize it as human work and, having found it to be worthless, thus abandon it with an easy heart. Examine everything and hold on to the best. And because scrutiny inevitably has to entail the recognition and rejection of every error, the adversary knew how to prevent the examination of religious dogma by establishing a teaching which was intended to eliminate human thought and which thus has resulted in very nasty consequences. This concerns the teaching of infallibility of the head of church, which apparently relieves the human being of every responsibility yet leads him into deep spiritual darkness if it is accepted and regarded as divine truth. Because any misguided teaching could then be added as divine truth without permitting criticism or rejection. And thus the door was opened to every error. A field had been made available to the adversary's activity on which he could scatter his seed widely.